Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. And David breaks out and says, you're not only the shield, but I remember what you said you were at the beginning to Abraham. Genesis 15. God commanded and said to Abraham, I will be your shield and your great reward. I think you missed what I said. God said, I didn't say your neighbor said, I didn't say somebody who told me said, God said, who makes a promise and keeps it to 1,000 generations, God said, I am, Abraham, your shield and your great reward. So if you're looking for a blessing, if you're looking for protection, don't look to the left or the right this morning. Look up. The Lord is my shield and my great reward. No matter how much God blesses you, I've watched this too many times in this ministry. I had one man came to me years ago. He said, pray for me. I'm broke. I'm trying to get things together. I mean, he was a successful individual, but he was cast down. He was broken. He said, pray for me that I can be able to get some finances, take care of my family. I said, well, that sounds good. We prayed. And the more God blessed him, he started here. And then he started missing a few weeks. Then he started looking around, and next thing you know, his wallet was too full for him to come to church. I just came to tell you, don't come to me and ask me to pray for the blessing of the Lord upon your life. A, if you're not tithing, and B, if you're going to leave and walk out and act like you got that. I came to tell you, it was the Lord who has blessed you. You are my shield. Whatever you do, when the blessings of the Lord come into your life, you need to draw nearer to God. You better hear me. You better draw nearer to God. The Bible said, thou art my shield and the glory. You are my glory. The Holy Spirit told me to tell you, there's been more darts shot at you than what you think. You thought it was coming from this side and it was coming from this side. But I submit to you today, if you really could see how many darts that the enemy had thrown at you just this week, you would realize that the Lord has put up a shield, and I will give him the glory and all of the honor. He shot at my finances, but I put my tithes in and canceled his assignment. He shot at my children, but I laid them out on the floor and began to pray one for another. He shot at my business, but I said, Lord, you own it all. Here it is. You shot at the pulpit, but I said, I'm going to keep on preaching with a voice or without a voice. You're the glory. I got to hurry. And the lifter of my head. Have you ever had anybody tell you something that made you drop your head before? Am I going to make it through this? God said, you can't get anything by looking down. God ain't down. The devil's down, but God ain't down. You might be down, but God ain't down. You didn't hear what I said. David left the throne, but God saw to it that David, while he didn't have the ark of the glory of God, he had the God of the ark, and he went on praising him because God was on the throne even when David wasn't. You're the lifter of my head. Oh God, how many times have I needed the Lord to reach down? People have tried to lift your head up. Their words didn't work. Am I talking to anybody? Come on, you're going to make it. False prophets prophesied over you. God's going to do all this, and you knew good and well. Ain't bearing witness with me. But when the Lord... In fact, right now during this service, God's lifting the heads of people right now. Since you walked in here, God's been lifting your head to see above the dirt you've been looking at. Stop looking down, child of God. Let the Lord lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh you. Come here, son. You're depressed. You're down. Don't know what I'm going to do. This is what it literally means. It means that God takes his two fingers and puts them up underneath your chin and said, don't look down, child of God. Just look at me. Everything is going to be all right. When I look to Jesus, he makes everything all right, whether it's all right now or not. He's a lifter of my head. He's a lifter of mine head. He's a lifter of mine head. Why didn't you just say my? Mine. Now, you got to be a parent who has small children or a grandparent that has seen this over and over again to get what I'm about to tell you. Because there's a certain movie that's stuck in my head, and it goes like this. Mine, 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 mine. Whenever when I was writing this down, I heard the voice of those little characters in that cartoon saying, mine, mine, mine. You know what? He said he is the lifter of mine head. That doesn't just mean lifting my head. It means that I'm lifting everything that belongs to you. I don't think you heard what I said. I said your children are going to get a lift when you lift your head. Your finances are going to get a lift when you lift your head. Your spirit is going to get a lift when you lift your head. You're not leaving this place the same way. You've come into the house where the Lord is the lifter of mine head. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. Y'all all right out there? Just keep on living. There'll be something that will come your way. Something that will make you drop your head, but today you know who's going to lift your head. Oh, don't call Ghostbusters and don't call AT&T and don't text somebody out. Just say, Lord, lift up my head under the hills. Then David cries out in verse number 4. In verse number 4, I cried unto the Lord and he heard me out of his holy hill. Why are you looking down fearful? Hey, hey, all you children of God, if God is no bigger than COVID, then we better run out of here right now. I know this is messing everybody up. My wife said, please don't talk about COVID no more. I got news for you, my dear friends. This past week, I'm going to say it right out loud. They'll probably throw me off of the whole deal. This past week, CNN is one media market that literally has been exposed as a liar and a fraud. They've been pushing the numbers up to keep fear. Turn this up right here. To keep fear on you. But the devil is a liar. My God is bigger than COVID. He's bigger than swine flu. He's bigger than your heart attack. He's bigger than a mountain. He is God and beside him. Look at somebody and tell them, but God delivers. I cried unto the Lord. I wish I had time. I cried unto the Lord. There's a difference between praying and crying out in the Bible. Listen to me, Pace Assembly. Prayer meetings are happening here, and you need to have a regular one going on in your life. But whenever we gather up in this sanctuary, or we say, let's pray, I don't want you to stand around waiting for somebody else to do your praying for you. I don't want you to stand there and mumble up underneath your breath. There is something that will happen in your life that will make you cry out. Do you remember September the 11th when we thought the whole place was going down and the media said this is Armageddon and everybody was scratching their head? I got news for you today, my dear friend. This is a time for you to cry out to God and get God's attention. Dallas Morning News. Oh, Lord, I rebuke the clock. Dallas Morning News headline, a few years ago. Headline read, gunman faces prayer power. A man, his name was Sherman, had his little 7-year-old daughter. They were on their way to church. He stopped by, said, I need to get some gas. The baby was in the back seat. He's then in there pumping gas, and a man walks up to him. Name's Mike. Mike comes up and says, hey, I need you to come down and help me jump off my car. Can you take me down there? He said, I'm running late for church. He said, it'll only take a minute. They got in the car. As soon as they got in the car, Mike pulled out a pistol and shoved it into his ribs. He said, now give me all the money you got. I ain't playing. He said, you better give me everything you got. He said, here it is. This is all I've got. He said, you're lying. You got more money than this. I want everything you've got. He looked in the back seat because this man was a Gideon. He had Gideon Bibles stacked up in the back seat. And inside of every one of them was a dollar bill. There was cash in all these Bibles sticking out. He said, I told you, you lied to me. There's cash in these Bibles. He said, go ahead. Take it out. As a matter of fact, take one of these Bibles as he's driving down the road. And then all of a sudden, he kept pushing that pistol in his ribs. And he said, all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit came upon him. And he said, but thou, O Lord, are a shield for me. He told that guy with a gun in his ribs. He said, I'm turning around. He said, what are you doing right now? He started praying out loud. Thou, O Lord, are a shield for me, the glory and the lifter of my head. He said, what are you doing? He said, I'm turning around. You're going to get out of my car, and you're going to live, and I'm going to live, and so is my baby. He said, you better stop this car. He put that gun up to his head. He said, I'll kill you right here. He said, you don't have to. It's going to be over in just a few minutes. He pulled back up to that gas station, and what do you know? After he testified to him about Jesus' love, he dropped the pistol, dropped his head, and started calling on the Lord with tears rolling down his face. I know you don't think that can happen, but a few years ago in Atlanta, Georgia, a little baby was in the car, and he was about 5 or 7 years old, and he was driving down the road, but because he didn't leave those children at home on a Wednesday night or a Sunday, that child had heard the songs of praise, and he heard Hezekiah Walker's song, Every Praise is to Our God. He was sitting in the back of that car being kidnapped, driving down the road in Atlanta, Georgia, and all of a sudden that little baby started doing what only he knew. He started singing and saying, Every praise is to Our God. I don't think you heard me. He is the glory and the lifter of my head. The more the baby sung, the more the kidnapper got nervous. And all of a sudden, that kidnapper drove onto the side of the road, opened the door, and said, get out of this car. I'm telling you, he is my shield. Lift those hands in this place this morning. The glory and the lifter of my head.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you and help you in your walk with the Lord. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to get you the information. Or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to correspond with you. We want to thank you for joining us each day at this same time. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.